We are in Daf Chav Testament days, and we are beginning the new parak. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos. B'Mikdash Hayu Taken Avolei B'Medino. So we know, Midya Raisa, one is allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. There is certainly no malacha which a person transgresses by being tekea. The Gemara is going to tell us that tekiya shofar is called a chachma v'lo malacha. It's a type of skill. It's a skill which you need to learn how to do it, but it's certainly not considered to be a malacha, in which case there's no reason why midiraisa there should be a problem to be tekiya on Shabbos. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayu Taken Avolei B'Medino. They only allowed, meaning the Chazal, the Rabbanan made a gzeira on the asered tekiya shofar anywhere outside of the Mikdash. And here Rashi says, Avolei B'Medina, Lei B'Yerushalayim, V'Lei B'Gvulin, meaning literally in the Mikdash, and that's it. Fine. Now, says the Mishnah, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we know, lived during the Churban Bayis Sheni. So after the Bayis was Charuv, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shiv taken v'chol makom sheyesh be'bezdin. He made a takana in all places where there is a bezdin. The Rosh understands that this means, and he kind of quotes this b'shem Rashi. Says that Rashi pirish bezdin shel chav gimel. That in all places where there is a bezdin of chav gimel, then one is allowed to be tekea. So again, we're going to see in the Gemara that the reason why the Rabbanan asked is because the concern is Shema Yavi Renu Daonamas Brishas Arabim, like we saw by Megillah, and so on, like we saw by Arba Minim, by Lulav, Shema Yavi Renu. So nevertheless, he made a tzakan and he said, all places where there's a bezdin of Chav Gimel, so that is a hush of a bezdin, and they will make sure that people will not be Mechal Shabbos, and those types of places, they can also, we can kind of rely on the Diraisa Din, they are allowed to be Tekea, providing that there is a qualified, responsible bezdin, a bezdin of Chav Gimel. That was the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Amr Rabbi Allah, the lay hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Ela B'Yavne Bovad. So the way we're going to see it's mavur in the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar tells the Tanakhama's presentation of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. You say, he's not arguing Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but he's saying you say Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai allowed tekiya in any place where there's a bezin of Chav Gimel. No, Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only allowed in Yavne. Says Rashi, Ela B'Yavne, Shahoisa Sham Sanhedri Gedoyla B'Yamav. You are saying, maybe this is how the Rosh understands it, Rashi is saying the difference between Yavne as opposed to other places. We are comparing a Sanhedrin Gedola to a Sanhedrin Katana of 23. So, Dafke B'Yavne, Shahoisa Sham Sanhedrin Gedola B'Yamav. The Chain B'chol Makim Shagols the Sanhedrin Avalei B'Bezdin Shal Esra Mishleisha. So, it's really from that line the Rosh understood that what the Tanakhama was saying Midas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was any place where there's a bezdin of 23, and on that says Rabbi Elazar to the Tanakhama Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai of Ben Zakkai, no, it's only a place where there's a Sanhedrin Gedola. To which the Mishnah says Omru Loi, they said to him Echad Yavne Echad Kol Makim Shriyish Bezdin, both Yavne and both the places which have a bezdin of 23, which in essence seems to be like the Tanakhama's presentation of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and the Gemara is going to ask what actually is the difference between the two. Fine. V'oid zois hois Yerushalayim Yaseira al Yavne. Now Rashi explains that this line means, okay, what? Let's just translate. There was another mile that Yerushalayim had over Yavne, says Rashi, v'oid v'binyana. Meaning this is whilst Yerushalayim was still built, whilst the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. Al Yavna. What was this? Al Yavna. Shekol Yir Shehi Roya. v'shemas, v'kreva, v'yachela lavay. And these are, the Gemara is going to see, these are four conditions. It can see, it can hear, it's close, and it can come, then taken. So cities which were places which were close by and visible and so on, they could also be taken. Ube Yavne lo hayu taken ella bebezdin bovad. And Yavne, they only take care in Bezdin itself, literally. So we're going to have to see what this means. Va'oid zois, there was another. I mean, what are the two? I mean, if we say va'oid zois ha'isir shlaim yisir al Yavne, so it must be that we're mentioning two milas that in the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Yerushalayim had over Yavne. And we're going to have to see what exactly are these two things. So what have we said? So far we have mentioned in the Mishnah that there is a din d'rabbanan, that one is not allowed to be tekeah ad Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos, anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash mamish. Then we said, when the Bais was Harav, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, that any place where there's a Bezdin of 23, one can be tekeah. Rabbi Elazar says, now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, only in Yavne there's a Bezdin of 71, when the Amrulai, they said no, it's any place where there's a Bezdin of 23. And then we mentioned that there is another Maila that Yerushalayim had, Bivinyana, over Yavne, that providing these conditions are met, of Raya Shemas, Kraven Yechel Lavay, then you can be Tekeah, whereas in Yavne it's only in a Bezdin, in the Bezdin Bovat. Now, maybe we'll just mention a couple of points. There's an interesting thesis, first thesis, if you go down about four or five lines, the question of Imtaymar. Umaishna milulav shahaya nitl afilu bigvulin bizman shabes amigdish kayim kidamash mabarej lulav arava shahaya malichin lulveyem lebes haknesis. So bizman shabes amigdish kayim, even places outside of the Migdash, even in the Gvulin, they were able to take it all 7 days. And here we're saying that Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, only in the Mikdash, but not outside of the Mikdash. It says, Tesvas V'yishleim V'dishayni lulav she'enei ela tiltul ba'alma hoyo v'yishri b'mikdash le'yichmir b'medina. Amal T'kiyah Shefer Maisa Chachma. T'kiyah Shefer is a little bit worse in that it is called a Maisa Chachma. It's a skill, and in the level of severity, it seems to be that that is in fact more chamor than a tiltul ba'alma, which is interesting. But Tosfos goes on to say, but okay, so you're telling me that tiltul is more kal, is more kal than tkiya. But we see the opposite. Amir kasha de la achachor ben abayis, he kilu tzvei b'shei from ibalulav. But post chorben, we find the opposite. Shetikin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai taken b'chol makim sheish bezdin, aval lulav la yishri, and lulav didn't light take it all 7 days post korban. K'demash mahasam demukila ahi demelichan olveim bezman beis hamikdash, abegvul mashma de bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim lehut b'shemakim. So seems to be strange that post korban we're going to be more makel by shofar. So it says, "V'yishleim b'deshofar shehilahali zichreineim shal Yisrael avim shemashemayim." Being that's the function of what shofar is doing, to evoke a zikaron, lirotzu levatel legamrei. They don't want to be mevatelit. V'kivin t'tikin b'chad bezdin, t'tikin b'chol makim sheish bezdin. Once they made a takana to allow it in one bezdin, then they allowed it in other bati dinim. Avav bishav zman abayis lehaya ala b'mikdash dafka. Okay, that is one we put in thesis. There's a fascinating Rosh over here that the Rosh quotes the following. Amru alav, as the Rosh is like this, Amru alav al Rav Alfazal. They say about the Rif, Shahaya tekeya b'Rosh Hashanah shechaliyiz b'Shabbos. He was tekeya and Rosh Hashanah which fell on Shabbos. B'chein mashma b'hil chesav. It's actually mashma. If you look in the Rif over here, not that he did it, but you see from the very fact that the Rif quotes this Gemara, the Chimash Bil Chesav, Shehevi Memra, the Rav Huna, the Imbezdin, But he's going to bring this Gemara, this Mishnah, this Gemara, the Ein Darkei Lahavi El Davar Hanayig Bizman Hazeh. And we know that the Derech of the Rif, unlike the Rambam, he only quotes things which are relevant, practically, Bizman Hazeh. So from the fact that he's quoting this din and this halacha seems to imply that he understands that it's Nayig Bizman Hazeh. In places where there's a Bezdin, if there's a proper Bezdin where they have the supreme halachic authority, they're allowed to be tzakeh b'shabbos. V'hu ayim v'farish kol makim sheish sham Bezdin lav dafka Sanhedrin. The Rith clearly understood that it's not referring specifically to a Sanhedrin of 23 which can pass in din and nefashos, which obviously they didn't have in the time of the Rith. Ela Bezdin, it just means muflog the gadol b'dayrei. And obviously the Rif, he was the Gadol Hadar. He had his Choshev Bezdin at the time. And therefore he held that you're allowed to be Tekeya, says the Rosh. V'leinogu Talmidov Achrov Lasis Kain. But the Talmidei HaRif, afterwards, they did not feel that they were able to do so. And therefore it was something which applied at the time of the Rif, and not afterwards. Fine. Says the Gemara. Menani Mili. So we said Yom Shavuot Shan Shchalis B'Shabbes Dafke B'Migdash Hay Taken Avoloi B'Medina. So Menani Mili Amar of Levi Bar Lachma Amar B'Chama Bar Chanina Kasev Echad Emer Shabbos Zichrayin Trua. The pasuk in Emor, which is fascinating because it's the first time it presents the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, it actually calls it only a Zichrayin Trua. The Kasev Echad, but the second time we're in Parshas Pinchas. Omer Yom Truah, it's actually a day of Truah Mamish, Yom Truah Elohim. So is it a Zichron Truah or is it a Mamish a Yom Truah? The Gemara says, either Haketzad or Likasha, Kan, B'Yom Teshechali, is B'Shabbos. Then we say it's only a Zichron Truah. Whereas, Kan, B'Yom Teshechali, is B'Chol. That is the difference. So, Frag the Gemara, 1 second, you're telling me. The pasuk says if Rosh Hashanah falls in a Shabbos, don't blow, and that's why it calls it a Zichron Truah. Amarava, imidiraisehi. If there's an isidiraisa to be tekeya, so there's a mikdash yechitakinin. So how could there possibly be a heter to be tekeya in the mikdash? So it's kind of fascinating. Like, what was the Gemara's have? I mean, at this stage, to think that there was an isidiraisa to tekeya shofar, what isa would that have been? Which malacha would that have been? Number one. And number two, va'oid malachi te'itzrach krala me'ute, is tkiyah shofar a malacha that you need the pasuk to be memaitit? And the Torah of the Beis Shmuel, kal malach kamenach zavei d'leis dasu. Yotzas at tkiyah shofar v'diyah zabah shichach mevena malacha. The Torah comes to say and forbid and restrict malachas. But things which are skills and they're not malachis are not included. What are these skills? Tkiyah shofar, radiyah sapah. So near the Bizman Chazal, they would take the dough and they would stick it on the side of the oven, and it required a skill to be radiyah the pas, to remove the pas, to peel the pas off the wall of the oven. There's a discussion. Are we discussing once it's baked? Are we discussing even beforehand, when it's still dough? But the point is, it's only considered to be a chachma, it's not considered to be a malacha. So how could you possibly bring quote a pasuk to tell me that that's why there's a heter in the mikdash and that's why there's an iser outside of the mikdash? Neither one makes sense. Says the Gemara, Elam Rava midiraisa mishashari avada tkishavis muta midiraisa. V'rabbanu d'gaza be'kid a rabba, d'am a rabba, hakol chayavim b'tzkiya shofar. Vein hakol b'kiyin b'tzkiya shofar. Everyone's obligated, and not everyone is a baki. And the fact that the Gemara Rabba says everyone is obligated in tzkiya shofar is going to be an important thing, as we'll see in a minute. Everyone's obligated in tzkiya shofar, not everyone's a baki. And therefore, gzereshem yitlena b'yadei v'yelech yitl baki lil ma'id. The concern is he might take it in his hands and go to someone who is proficient, who is experienced in Tkiyah Shofar, who will teach him the Yavi Renu Dal Adamas Bishas Arabim. And he'll end up walking Dal Adamas Bishas Arabim behind the time of the Lulav, behind the time of the Megillah. And this is also the reason why it's also to be Natal and Lulav on Shabbos, and so us to be Talena Megillah on Shabbos. So, number one, the Rishonim say, and they point out, and they say from the fact that it says, everyone's obligated in Tekiah Shefa, not everyone is obligated, not everyone is a Baki. It's only in situations like they ask Akasha, why didn't they make Gzeir on Mila B'Shabbos? We mentioned this before when we learned Masech Sukkah. Why didn't they make Gzeirin Aser Mila B'Shabbos? Maybe I'll take the Ismail and you'll walk down Ramas B'Shus Harabim and so on. So they gave a couple of answers. Answer number one is that, what do you mean? The concern is you're going to go and ask someone to teach you how to do Mila. If you don't know how to do Mila, Shabbos is not the first time where you start. And that's actually the halacha. You're not allowed to mal on Shabbos unless you are an experienced mayel, can't? Because otherwise you might mess up the milah. You'll do a chilul Shabbos and you end up doing the mitzvahs milah. So you're not allowed to. Number one. Number two, they say that the only time we make a gzeira of Shema Yavirenu and so on is in a situation where everyone's obligated in it. And therefore, everyone's nervous, everyone's busy, everyone's doing it. And therefore, people will not necessarily think and remember to correct the other person because we're all in the same boat. But if Reuven has a milah, so Shimon and Levi will see him, we're about to walk down Amas, they'll say, Reuven, what are you doing at Shabbos? And he'll have to carry on Shabbos. So other people will be there to stop him. And they learn that from the fact that it says, Hakol Chayovin, everyone's obligated in Lulav, everyone's obligated in Megillah, everyone's obligated in Tzki and so on. That is one thing which they say. If you look at the bottom tasters, this is the Shema Yitlenu V'Yavirenu Arba Amas. Hardly knocked Shema Yetzi and Emerishes the Yachad Lurishes Harabim. Why are we speaking about Havaris Dalan Amas Pushes Harabim? Why don't we speak about Hoitzah? And when you think about it, doesn't it make more sense to ask you because of Hoitzah? Wouldn't you expect the Shefer to be in someone's house and the Megillah to be in their house and so on and the Lulav to be in their house? So why do you speak about Havara in the Rosh Hashanah? I mean, you're just going to transport it down Amos. That's the Kasha. So Pirish B'Kum Shes B'Sukkah Mishum V'Lei P'Sika Gimik Biyu Almanas Lahatzniyoy V'Nim Lachvayitziyu Patur. Says Rashi, the reason why you could not, why we didn't want to say the case of Haitzah, because imagine a person picked up the Shofar just to walk from one room to the next room. And then they changed their mind and they said, you know what, I'm actually going to take it out and someone's going to teach me how to blow and so on. In that case, you'd be potter. Because the only time a person is chayiv is if when you picked it up initially, you picked it up almanas, aldas, to do a hitzah. But if you did, if you picked it up initially to take it from room A to room B, so then you're potter, even if you end up taking it out to the Rosh Hashanah. That's why we didn't say the case of Eitzah. And on that, Tesvis, Venira, on that says Tesvis, Vakasha, the Gabi Havar is down Amas Nami, Le Machayev Elen Kane Higbiu Amanas Lavir down Amas. If that's the reason why, surely that you would have the same problem in our case of Havar is down Amas. Let's say you pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah for the sake of taking a couple of steps. And then you say, you know, actually, I'm going to take it to the Chacham who's going to teach me. So, why do you be potter? So, according to that reason, Tezus doesn't understand why this case would be any different. So, Tezus says, I'll give you a simple answer. Venira. The Meshizle Yachadu Shazarabim Isleya Keira. There is a natural hacker. Velekele Nigzar. Abu Shazarabim Zimnin. Dalava Daiti. Umever Daladamas. Meaning when you go with the front door of your house is a natural point of demarcation. I'm leaving the house. I'm going from inside to outside. I'm going from Yachid to Rabbah. My person will think, am I carrying? Do I have something in my hands? Whereas when they are already within the Rosh Hashanah, then it could be they might end up forgetting. Good. So one time Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos and all the cities were miskanes. They all came, and then the Mefarshim explained, they all came to Yavne And says the Sifsi Chachamim, this was the first time since the Churban Bayis Sheni that Rosh Hashanah fell on the Shabbos, and therefore everyone said, right, let's go to Yavne. We want a chaperayin on the mitzvah. Meaning, we know we're not allowed to do it outside of Yavne, for fear that we might come to be Mavr the Shefer. Let's go to Yavne. So, Avnim Rabbi Yechman Zaki le Bnei Beseira, Rabbi Yechman Zaki told the Bnei Beseira, they were also from the Gdeil Hadar, as she says, Gdeil Hadar, how are you? Nah, Miska, let us be Tekeah. Amruloi, they said back to Yechman Zaki, one second, Nidainer, Nadain, let us deliberate over this, let us think, perhaps, I mean, there's so many people over here, maybe in fact we should actually say you should not be tekeah on this situation, because maybe they might end up being metalka. Rashi says nidanim yesh ligzar af b'makim bezdin shemi yitlenu, meaning what are we saying the whole time? If one is b'makim bezdin, if you are in the place of bezdin, then we are less concerned about Shema Yavi Renu Dalan Amis Pishas Arabim, because it's the place of Bezdin. Bezdin are going to be responsible, Bezdin are going to be careful, Bezdin are going to make sure that a person is not going to be metaltal. But they said, no, maybe we should make Xera after Mokim Bezdin. Shema Yitlenu, maybe we should do so. So that's what they said. Amar Lahem, he said to them, you know what? Niska, let us blow. And then afterwards we can decide if in future years, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, as to whether or not we should or should not make some type of a gzeira. Says the Gemara L'Achash Shetaku, once they would say, okay, Amrulay, they said, okay, let's talk and speak about this, let's deliberate. Amrulay, you know what? Kvar nishma keren v'yavnev, ein mishivin l'acha ma'isa. It's already a done deal. Meaning, people already were here in Yavne. It was the first time after the Churban HaBayis that people were miskanes to Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos, and we did it. Says Rashi, "Dein mishivin lachamayis ginayu shenetzilaz toyim alatzmeno." Well, we're going to make ourselves out to be individuals who made a mistake. We're not going to do that. And therefore, you know what? It's agapaskin. It's finished. And therefore, ein mishivin lacha maisa. It's quite interesting. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, you know, he clearly was not so concerned, even though there was makam to make in Issa d'Rabbanan, but he felt it was unnecessary to do. And the Bnei Beseira challenged him on it, and he was able to kind of get his psak across the line, and it seems to be that it was almost like a trick, you know, let's do it first and then we can deliberate afterwards. And after he did it, he said, you know, it's agapaskin, it's done, people were here, they saw, they experienced Kiyashef on Shabbos and Yavne, they can't start now to go ahead and make a gzera an asrit, because then we will look foolish and so on. The Gemara says in Erevin, we saw this fascinating Gemara where the Gemara made a distinction between an Issa D'Oraisa and an Issa D'Rabbanan, in so far as if a person has a doubt whether or not something is permitted to do. So do we employ the Nasib Nishma protocol? Do it first and then ask questions later? Or must we ask questions first and see if you're allowed to do it, and then if it's permitted to do, then and only then do it? The Gemara said that depends if it's a shayla of a deraisa or a shayla of a derabbanan. If it's a shayla of a deraisa, then obviously you have to question it first. It might be a deraisa. But if anyway it's only a shayla of a derabbanan, do it first. Don't worry about it. It's only an issa derabbanan, which is much more kal, and therefore you don't need to be so concerned. And we mentioned at the time the famous shita of the nesivus, that the nesivus says that if a person bishoigeg was over nisa d'rabbanan, there's no requirement for kapara, because the rabbanan didn't answer the chefza, they answered the gavra, they just said, I'm not allowed to eat chicken and cheese. and I am not allowed to climb a tree, and I'm not, they never answered the chifetz itself. So if a person, it was actually relevant recently, someone called me up with a shayla that they mistakenly ate chicken with milk. It was a recipe which was someone gave them something, and instead of using power of creamer, they used milky creamer, and so on. And then they realized their mistake, and so there was a question A of, you know, cashing the kalim and things like that, and tshuva and so on. And anyway, the truth is it was questionable. It could be that it was anyway shishim against the milky item, in which case anyway it wasn't a shayla. But I mentioned to the person that it's chicken with a milky ingredient. So we're discussing shayla with the rabbanon, number one. We have the nesivus, even though there are many who disagree with the nesivus, but there is a nesivus which seems to be the psak in Shulchan Aruch, and so it seems to suggest like the nesivus, that if one is a shoygig in the nisa de rabbanon, says the nesivus, that one does not need kapara. So certainly easy to understand based on that mahalach, that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said Lou, let's do it, blow the shofar, it's a shayla with the rabbanon, we can deliberate afterwards. And then afterwards he says, you know what, for Fallon, it's done already, we're not going to go and deliberate. But just to kind of qualify this a little bit and sharpen this, there is a Chuvas Radvaz. It's in Chedek David, Tuf Reish Sadi Gimel. And the question was posed to the Radvaz as follows. That which we know, that by the Rabbanans, Avdin and Uvda, Vahadim is Finin to Yuvda, first you pass and then you ask questions by the Rabbanans. Im Yi Hadin Kain, Im Nistapku, Bedin, Min Hadin, and Bedavashum, the Rabbanan, Varea Svarim, it's Seim, it's Leinu. You know, I've got a Suffolk in a Shiloh with the Rabbanan. I could go and check it out. I could go and open up a safe and check it out. So, Nelech Lavaki Shadin. I'm a suffix about a shot of the Rabbanan. I will do it, I might allow it, and then I'll go and I'll be ma'ayin and svarim. But do I say, no, you've got a safer on the shelf, go check it out first. So what is the gather of this din, which the Gemara quotes in Ergin, which we're saying is relevant to our sikkim? So on this says the Radvaz, he says, Ze toz gedogla bahavonis ha'maimer. You're making a big mistake. He says that if you yourself have a suffix, you're not allowed to go ahead and do it. Adjizgar lehadin, even if it's a shaman drabbanan. I speak drabban lakula. Animili bedavar shasafik bami atzmai. That is some type of an inherent suffix within the case itself. But if a suffix shenafel michisarin yedia, just because you don't have the knowledge, because you've forgotten a sif in Shulchan Aruch, so, oh, it's a suffix, not a suffix, it's black on white in Shulchan Aruch, you just forgot what it is. That's a Shulchan suffix. Suffix shenavo mecheshen yedia, baha le'ezlin in l'kula klal. That we don't rely on, that we don't go l'kula, that is the psak of the right. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, we said, so remember, we had three sheets in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama's version of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was post Churban Bayis Sheni, he made a takana in every single city where there's a Beis Din of Chav Gimel, you're allowed to be Tekeah and Rosh Hashanah Shachaliyos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar said, now Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai only said in the Beis Din where there's Ayin Aleph. And the Amrullah, he said, no, in any Beis Din of Chav Gimel, you're allowed to do so. Says the Gemara like this. It's the same thing as the Tanakhama. Says the Gemara, then after Mina will be a Beidina da Akroy. So we'll translate Akroy as temporary. If you look at Rashi says like this, L'Tanakhama Takinen. The Tanakhama presented Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai by saying, "Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shu toikin b'chol mokim sheyesh by bezdin, any place where there's a bezdin. I don't care if it's kavua, if it's akroy, if there's a bezdin, you can do it. Bezdin will be responsible. Bezdin will make sure no one's going to be mechal Shabbos." Says Rashi, "The Tana, the Amrulai, the Tana who spoke to." Rabbi Elazar Savar Echad Yavne Echad Kamakam Sheish Bei Bezdin Kavua. Yumi De Yavne. It's got to be a place where there is some type of a fixed, permanent Chashav Bezdin. Then and only then can you do it. And that will be the difference between the Tanakama and the Amrulai. Again, going back to this fascinating Rosh, the Rosh says that Amru Alav Al Harif Zal, she had to take care of Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, and the Talmidei Harif didn't follow in his footsteps. But the Karmana Sadal goes through this Gemara right now, and he says clearly, you see that they understood, not like Rashi, that Rashi says, oh, it's got to be a Bezdin of 23. No, they understood, the Rif understood, that as long as it is a Bezdin Kavua, which is Muflug and Gadol Batera, that is the type of Bezdin that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a Takana that you're allowed to be Tekeh on Shabbos. And again, Zilbosataima. The reason why was because it has to do with their responsibility, their achrayas of ensuring that people would not be Mechal Shabbos. So the Rif understood that it's Lav Davka Din and the Bezdin of Chav Gimel, which have the halachic ability to pass Ken and Din in Nefoshes. That's not the point. The point is the Bezdin, which is Gadol, the Chachma, and Muflug, and so on. Fine. Now he said, Amr Loi, they said to Rabbi Elazar, Echad Yavne, Echad Kamakim, Sheish Bebezdin. Say Yavne, say any place where there's a Bezdin, you're allowed to be Tekeh on Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos. So, Amr Rav Huna, the Im Bezdin. This that we say, that you're allowed to be Tekeh in a place where there's a Bezdin, it's the Im Bezdin. It's with the Bezdin, says Rashi, Hu Tekinan. Says the Gemara, my v'im bezdin. What does it mean, v'im bezdin? It means bifnei bezdin. Lafukishle bifnei bezdin, deloy. But you're not allowed to be tekeh if you're not in the presence of bezdin. Meaning again, bezdin are the ones who need to ensure that a person is not going to be mechal Shabbos. We said, in theory, there is this gzeirut d'rabba, that sheni avi rena del rabbis b'shus a rabbin. So, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a takana. Places where there's a chash of a bezdin of 23, let's say, like Rashi said, then that is a place where we will allow tkiyah shefer for Shabbos, like we mentioned in Tezvus, because shefer is lahalez zichrineim shal Yisrael avim shemayim li ratzu levat legamrei, and therefore, as long as you're in front of bezdin, bezdin will make sure people won't be mechal Shabbos. Our bezakta of huna, a condition. It's not pshat that any place in the bezdin, the yeder einar a yochid can go ahead and take a shefer and do it wherever he wants, because then there really is this concern of chilul Shabbos. Maybe I might walk across the street. So the heter is in bezdin, a place where there's a bezdin, the im bezdin, in front of bezdin. That's what it means. Bifnei bezdin, la fukishli bifnei bezdin v'loy. But if it's not bifnei bezdin, you're not allowed to do it. That is the din of Rav Huna.
Do we assume that that's the Rif's psak as well, that he only did it in Bezdin?
I mean, it happens to me, this is how we pass. Can we pass it like this Meimer of Rav Huna, that it's got to be Bifnei Bezdin? And presumably, yes, presumably that was the Maisa with the Rif, that it was done in his Bezdin. I think that is even Mashma in the... which is, he actually doesn't mention... I mean, he does... what the Rosh is doing is, Achin Mashma B'l'chesef Shehevi Meimer of Rav Huna... the im bezdin. And the fact that the Rif brings this meme of Rav Huna must be that he understood that this is relevant Ladino. Yeah, that's what he says. And the fact that he brings this meme, exactly. Fine. So that is the din of Rav Huna. The heter to be tekeh on Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos is the im bezdin, bifnei bezdin. Masav Rav Huna, frekt Rava Kashna Rav Huna, Masav Rava, v'yoid zeisayz Yerushalayim yisteir al Yavneh. We said there was another Maila, which Yushalayim had Bivinyana Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim over and above Yavne. Now, my Va'oid Zois, what does this mean, Va'oid Zois? And in addition to this, Ilema Kidiktani, if you mean to say, like we say, like the Mishnah said, that right, what we said, that Kol Ir, which is Roya, Shemas, Krave, Vichalavai, could be Tekeh, but Yavne was only in Bezdin Bilvad. So if that's what it is, Zeis mi boilei. You should have just said, this was the Maila that Yerushalayim had over Yavne, that by Yerushalayim, if you could see, hear, and close, and you could come, then all those places, even outside of Yerushalayim, but as long as they can meet these four conditions, they can be Tekeh as opposed to Yavne. Say, this is the Maila. We're saying Va'oid Zois. There's another Maila. There's a second Maila. So what does this mean? Elo. It must be. There's another Maila Yerushalayim has over Yavne. Elo di Yerushalayim Tekeh in Yechidin. Ube Yavne Ein Tekeh in Yechidim. Meaning, if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, the Yechidim would not be able to be taken care. Frankly, Gemara, the Yavne ain't taking Yechidim. Is that so? V'haki also, Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Kimisayim, Shlichot Tzibur, Tzkiyah B'Yavne. Once the Baal Tekeah finished being Tekeah in Yavne, Leisham Inish Kol Udnei Nikol Tkuyei D'Yechidei. You couldn't hear anything from the sounds of the Tzkiyahs of all of the Yechidim. So you see that in Yavne there was a Hetzer, even for the Yechidim to be Tekeah. Elalav, what must the Maila that Yerushalayim has over Yavne be? Elalav, the Yerushalayim taken Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shalei Bizman Bezdin. Yerushalayim is okay at all times, be it when Bezdin would sit, Rashi says three lines down, Ad She Shois, Shahayi Bezdin Yeshin, and Bein Shalei Bizman Bezdin, Shahachul Bateim in the afternoon. That was the Maila of Yerushalayim. Ubeyavne bizman bezdin in shlei bizman bezdin loy. But in Yavne they only did it the first 6 hours of the day. Finally we get to the kasha. Finally we get to Rava's kasha and Rav Huna. You, Rav Huna, said they had to be taken. Rosh Hashanah is b'Shabbos is only bifni bezdin. Says the Gemara, habizman bezdin mia. But in those first 6 hours of the day when bezdin sits, taken afiru shlei bifni bezdin. Isn't it mashma that as long as it's in the time that Bezdin sit, you're allowed to be Tekeh, even not in the presence of Bezdin, which is a kasha on Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, no. Loi, the ilu b'Yerushalayim taken bein bifni Bezdin, bein shalei bifni Bezdin, or b'Yavne, bifni Bezdin in, shalei bifni Bezdin loi. Where Rav Huna, when he said his din, Amru Alav, Echad Yavne, Echad Kol Makim Shish Lebezdin, but it's only Bifne Bezdin. Yerushalayim was even Shle Bifne Bezdin, but Yavne was only Bifne Bezdin. It's got to be literally in front of Bezdin. So all of these things of Bizman Bezdin, Bifne Bezdin, it's all a question of what is going to be enough to prevent people from being Mechal Shabbos. In other words, you can understand. Let's say only the Bezdin can be Tekeah. Okay, they're not going to be Michal Shabbos. It's the Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGadol, and so on. Or Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, excuse me. They're not going to be Michal Shabbos. Then you can hear, okay, even if a Yachid is Bifni Bezdin, it's not going to be Michal Shabbos. He's Mamish Bifni Bezdin. There's 23 Dayanim looking at him. He's not going to start to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah. Then you could hear, possibly, even Bizman Shebezdin Yoshvin. Everyone knows the first 6 hours of the day, the great court is in session, and there's a certain kind of yira in the air. Once it's the afternoon, you know, the Bezdin, the Dayanim are home, they're no longer in Bezdin, and so on. So, what is necessary in order to prevent people from being Mechal Shabbos? The Gemara thought to say that you can even do it even Shaloi Bifne Bezdin, and the Gemara is Miyashiv Tzafka Bifne Bezdin.
Yeah. That means. Would the Bezdin be functioning on Shabbos?
What's that?
Would it be functioning?
Well, they wouldn't be donning Dinei Torah as such. They wouldn't be donning Dinei Torah as such.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you could hear that maybe it was still in their presence. In their presence. Ah, so that is the Lishna Kama of Rav Huna. He was speaking in reference to our Mishnah. He was discussing the Mitzvah Saseh of Tzkiyah Shefer and Rosh Hashanah. And he was saying that this, which the Mishnah says, Echad Yavne Vechad Komakim Sheish BeBezdin, it's Dafka Bifne Bezdin, that is the Heter, then and only then is there a Heter. Now, Igdamasni La Lahad Rav Huna, Ahad Ichsiv. Some learn Rav Huna's statement on the din of Shofar of Yovel. It was the Pasuk say, B'yemeki Purim, Taviru Shofar B'chal Ha'aretzichem. Now we're going to get into this. It's very interesting. We haven't spoken about this yet, but we know there's a mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar on Yovel. Now the pasuk says, "Biyim Akipurim Taviru Shofar b'chol artzichem," and the ganze Eretz Yisrael, Taviru Shofar, So it seems to be that the Shefer of Yovel is loved after that only the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin are Tekeah, and they release the slaves without, and that's it. No, the Pasuk says, B'chol Artzechem. So what does this mean? Melamed, Shekol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv L'Skaya. Every single Yachid is obligated to be Tekeah. Just mentioned quickly, fascinating Dion, the Rambam in Hilchos Shefer. Aleph says there's a mitzvah to say lishmoya through us a shofar, to hear, to be shaman, like the Nesach HaBrach, which we say, our Rishonim will say not like that, but our Nesach HaBrach is lishmoya. In Perek Yud, Halacha Yud of Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says that the mitzvah say liskaya b'shofar. The mitzvah is the tkiya. That's what the Rambam says. In Shuvas HaRambam, he was asked in Simon Kufman Beis, on that which he writes in the Cheshiva, that the mitzvah is Shmiya, Ma hevdel beinu ma mitzvah b'shmiya oy b'tkiya? What really is the difference? Says the Rambam, if the mitzvah was tkiya, then that would be a mitzvah sasei shebegufoy, and every single person would have to do it themselves, like Yeshiva Sukkah, and so on, Matilas Lulav. You couldn't make a shliach. Another Nafkamini says is, if the mitzvah was a tkiya, it wouldn't matter if you didn't hear. You could put earplugs in and be tekeah and not hear anything, and that is good enough, and so on. The quotes over here, another tshuva of another shaila, which was asked the Radvaz, that he says, Maishnah Rosh Hashanah Shekosav, the mitzvah is shmiya. And in Yovel, he says, the mitzvah is tekeah taka. What does Rambam know that from? Says the Ravid, that ulai lomid kain miloshna posik yim tru yelachem lake sivu skatim b'shefar mashma mikol makam bein mitzkiya bein mishmiya. He says v'ikasiv sheyesh leim shigam b'yovel yachalat tisagidei shmiya, but the ikar mitzvah is the tzkiya. So an interesting dion as to the mitzvah being shmiya, the mitzvah being tzkiya itself. On Kabbalah we're saying this statement of Rav Huna that he said the imbezdin was not going on our case of Rosh Hashanah Shechali is b'Shabbos. It's going on the din of Tkiya on Yovel. What does it say? The only Akibun Tavir Shev B'Chalai Tzachem Malam Shechol Yachav Yachad Chayiv L'Skaya. Am Rav Huna the imbezdin. My the imbezdin b'zman shebezdin lafuk yishlei b'zman bezdin delay. Now here we have to think what this means. Meaning we're not discussing. We're not discussing Shabbos, obviously, but we're just discussing the din of Yovel of on Yom Kippur, and we're saying everyone is obligated to do so, but the obligation is only if it's done bifnei bezdin. So again, we have a kasha of Rava. It's on Yom Kippur anyway. There's the Yisurim of Shabbos. So Masiv Rava Tekiyas Rosh Hashanah v'Yovel Dechas Shabbos. Bigvulin ish ubeisei. So the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are derech Shabbos. Bigvulin ish ubeisei. So first, the Gemara explains my ish ubeisei. What does this mean? Ish ubeisei. Ilei me ish veishtei. Beisei means ishtei. It's a son. Me mechayva is a woman obligated. Well, mitzvah zeishes mangrami. Kal mitzvah zeishes mangrami lashem paturais. What does that mean? Elalav ish bebeisei. That means that one is obligated to do so ish bebeisei. I mean, you know, we the Gemara b'fanenu is Masav Rav Tzkiyas Rosh Hashanah v'Yovel. The Giris of the Gra, which might be a little bit easier for us to go with, is Tzkiyas Yovel Doicha. We're not discussing Rosh Hashanah. We're discussing the Tzkiyah of Yovel. Al Kapanim was saying that you cannot be telling me that every man and every woman is obligated. Surely this is a mitzvah man grama and nashimar paturis. Elalav, what does it mean? Ish bibesai. A man in his house, that's when he has a mitzvah to do so. Vafilu shalay bizman bezdin. And even when it's not during bezdin. Explains the Turi Yevin, because being that they made a takana that you have to be tekeah in your house, there's no more chashash to say you should do it dafke bifnei bezdin or bezman bezdin, because there's no concern you're going to be mechal Shabbos by taking it out since it's just a rabbin, if it's takanas to do it in your house. So it doesn't make sense. So is muzayin frekt Rava? It's got to be a filu shalei bezman bezdin. Even if it's shalei bezman bezdin, says Rava. Says the Gemara, loy la'olam bizman bezdin. Really, I'll say it is bizman bezdin. The requirement is that you should do it bizman bezdin. But you should not do it shalei bizman bezdin. And now that it's done bizman bezdin, a person will be a bit more careful. They won't take it out of the house. Again, we said it's the time of the day that everyone knows the bezdin is sitting, and therefore a person is going to be more careful. Fine. That was one kasha which Rava asked on the Ikud Damasni law of Ravuna. Says the Gemara Masar Rav Sheshes Shava Yevil Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyah Brachas. The tzkiyas of Yevil and of a regular Rosh Hashanah are the same. Legabi the din tzkiyah and legabi brachas that you add three brachas. Ela Shabi Yevil taken bein lebezdin shekitchu b'yasachodesh. When it comes to Yevil, the tzkiyas are done both in the bezdin which does kiddush achidish, bein bebezdin shalai kiddush bayis achidish. Now, when we speak about a bezdin which does kiddush achidish, we assume this means the Sanhedrin gedola. That's what Rashi says, and therefore we're saying that by yoyigal the tzkiyas are done both in a bezdin shekiddush bayis achidish, Sanhedrin gedola, bein bebezdin shalai kiddush bayis achidish, v'chol yachid v'yachid chayev liskaya. That is legaba yoyigal. Uber Rosh Hashanah, loy are you taking Ella bebezdin shekitchu b'yisachaydesh? Number one, the ain kol yachid yachid chayev liskaya. If you look at the Rashi, a few lines down in the narrow lines, Uber Rosh Hashanah, loy are you taking kishchalias b'shabbes? Ella bebezdin agadol shalsen hedrin gedola and the kajin sechadoshim, and which is going like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So again, we're saying, although there are similarities, the differences are when it comes to Yovel, then it's done both in the Sanhedrin Gedolah and in the Sanhedrin Ketanah, and every single Yachid is obligated. When it comes to the shape of Rosh Hashanah, Shchalias B'Shabbos, we said, Loy are you taking Ela B'Bezin Shekishvus Achodesh Sanhedrin Gedolah, and every Yachid is not obligated. So now we say, My Ein Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayav L'Skaya. What does that mean? Ilema the Yovel taking Yachidim Rosh Hashanah. Ain't taking yechidim v'tzchalias b'shabbes, but we already said v'hakiyasu b'yitzchak b'yosef amakiyavi misayim shlich d'tzibur tekiyasu b'yavne in Yavne. Once the Baal Tekeh finished the tekiyas, leisham inish kol udnei, we had the gears before, person would not be able to hear with his ears mikol tkuyei di yechidoy, because of the tremendous sound of all of the yechidim would be tekeya. So you clearly see that in Rosh Hashanah all the yechidim did it. El alav de ilu b'yoyval taken bein bizman bezdin bein shalei bizman bezdin uber Rosh Hashanah bizman bezdin in shalei bizman bezdin loya. They had to do it at the time of bezdin. However, k'tani miyas b'yoyval bein bizman bezdin bein shalei bizman bezdin. But we see over here that when it comes to yoyval, it's done at all times bein bizman bezdin bein shalei bizman bezdin. And you in this ikadamaste of Rav Huna, you said the imbezdin, it's got to be done imbezdin. Says the Gemara, like la'olam bizman bezdin. Really, I'll tell you, it has to be done bizman bezdin. V'hachi k'tani, we'll read the rites like this. B'yoyvel bizman bezdin taken b'yoyvel, it's bizman bezdin. Bein b'fnei bezdin, bein shalei b'fnei bezdin, but it's got to be bizman bezdin. First 6 hours of the day, people are a little bit more nervous because bezdin are sitting. Whereas Rosh Hashanah, taken bizman bezdin u bifnei bezdin. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, shechalayis b'shabbes, then it's bizman bezdin and it's only bifnei bezdin, and that is the difference. Itmar Nami, Amar Chibar Gamda, Amar Yisiv and Shol, Amar Rav, Rebbe, ain taken ela kol zman shebezdin yoshvin. I mean, it's got to be while bezdin are still in session. By Rav Zeira, ninaru lamayit. What happens if bezdin say, okay, adjourned, and everyone's just about to get up, ninaru lamayit, And they didn't have a chance to get up yet. Now, Bezdin Yeshim Ba'inin V'Haika is the main thing that when Bezdin is sitting down, and they are still sitting, it's got to be a time when they are in session practically. And that we end up with a take. There's an interesting shayla of the Shvus Yaakov in Chedek Aleph Simen Chav Ches. He was asked, if a person makes a neder, he's not going to eat in Rosh Hashanah, ad zman yitzias beis haknesses, until the time of yitzias beis haknesses. And what happened, people finished davening in Rosh Hashanah, and then right as everyone was about to leave, someone came up and started to dashen, and he ended up dashening for 3 hours. Kamishoyis. And the shayla was, you know, is it awesome for this person to eat until they practically leave the Beis HaKnesses? Or we'll say it's not awesome. El Adzman Haro'i Lotzeis Mi Beis HaKnesses. Says the Shvus Yaakov. We have a raya from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah the Flamet, that we have the Gemara at least has a shayla about this Nidain. And he says, therefore, being that it's a Sofik, the Gemara blames by a Teiko. And this is a question of Nidorim, which is the shayla with Yeraisa. He says one has to be machmer. One has to be machmer because the Gemara blives by a take. Good. Now we said in the Mishnah that places which were Roya Yerushalayim, Shemas Yerushalayim, Kreva, and Yechelelavai could be taken care of even though they weren't actually in Yerushalayim. But in Yavne, it's got to be Mamish in the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, what are these four conditions? Roya, Pratli Yeshebes Benachal. If it's deep down in a valley, then it's not going to be Raya. Shemas, Prat, Leishevez, Breshar, it's so high up, so far high up on a mountain, it's not able to hear the Shefer. Kroiva means Prat, Leishevez, Chutz L'Tchum, because you're not able to reach there on Shabbos. And Yechilalova means physically it's possible for you to come. Prat, L'mafsik, La, Nahara. So in those cases, so it's got to be places which are close to Yerushalayim. They can see it, they can hear it, they're allowed halachically to get there, they can physically get there, and so on. Good. Zog the Mishnah, Rishon Ha'yu Halul Avnitko B'Mikdash Shiva. Originally, the lulav was taken for all 7 days in the Mikdash. Uba Midbar, Uba Bintina, excuse me, and in the Medina, Yoyim Echot. Only 1 day. Meaning, that one pasuk says, Usmachtim Rafnei Hashem L'Kechem Shivas Yamim. One pasuk says, or at the end of the pasuk says, "Lekachtem chamiyim arishin." So we say in the mikdash it's all 7 days, in the medina it's 1 day. Yishchar beis hamikdash hiskin rabbiyachon ben zakkai sheyelulav nitlo b'medina all 7 days. Shiva zeich lamikdash not on Shabbos, but at least all 7 days. Number two, b'sheyoyim haneif kulei aser. And the 16th of Nisan, which is the day when they brought the omer hatznufa, that entire day is also Pirish. We know that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, so then on the 16th they would bring the Karban HaOmer, and that would matter Chadash, and it would change from being Chadash to being Yashan. So as soon as they brought the Omer HaTnufa, everyone was allowed to eat their grain, and the grain now became Yashan, and so on. Someone who didn't live close by knew and could assume from Chatzos they definitely were makrav the Omer. Definitely they brought it by Chatzos for sure. It was fine. Once there's no Beis HaMikdash, Me'ikra Din, from Alois HaShachar on the 16th, you're allowed to eat the Chadash. The Chadash now becomes Yashin. But he made a takono that Bez Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt speedily, and therefore people will make a mistake and they'll say, what, last year we ate right after Alois HaShachar, the grain became Yashan, and now this year we have to wait? So he made a takan and he said no, the day of the 16th, the day of potential tenufa, the entire day is also. We'll just finish with this. Rashi says sheyem hanef kula aser yem hanofes omer kula aser lechol min hachadosh umid yeraisim mishaher mizrach mutter. Until you practically bring the carbon omer. Okay, it said Bizman Abayis omer matter. The actual hakrova was matter, and as we said, the assumption is by Chatzis it was brought. Ubizman she'ein oimer, there's no Beis HaMikdash, etzem hayom of Aleis HaShachar is matim in a takana, the entire 16th day is awesome.